You're listening to New Technia. Scientists made transparent silk gel that lets them watch living cells grow. Researchers improved a recombinant spider silk hydrogel so it gels faster, remains clearer, and supports cultured cells under more physiological conditions. Better transparency could help scientists image cells inside three-dimensional cultures, although the work remains an in vitro materials study rather than a treatment or implant. Cells do not naturally live on flat plastic. They grow inside soft, three-dimensional environments surrounded by proteins, fluids, and neighboring cells. Researchers have now improved a transparent gel made from engineered spider silk protein so living cells can be cultured and observed inside a more tissue-like setting. The 30-second summary. What happened? Scientists adjusted the buffer, temperature, and salt conditions used to form recombinant spider silk hydrogels, improving clarity, gelation speed, and stability. Why does it matter? Transparent three-dimensional scaffolds make it easier to image cells repeatedly, which could support disease models, drug screening, and tissue engineering. What is the catch? This was an in vitro platform study. It did not create replacement tissue, test a therapy in animals, or prove industrial-scale production. Key number. A 10-minute preheating step at 45 degrees Celsius reduced gelation time by roughly 50% in the optimized medium. Why researchers need a clear artificial tissue? Conventional two-dimensional cell cultures are useful but simplify biology. Hydrogels offer a water-rich network that can resemble the extracellular matrix surrounding cells in the body. This makes them useful for organoids, toxicity testing, and experiments that ask how cells behave in three dimensions. The difficulty is seeing through the material. Spider silk gels can become cloudy as they form or when exposed to cell culture media. Turbidity scatters light, reducing the quality of microscopy and making long-term observation harder. Silk without farming spiders. The material is not harvested from webs. Researchers produce shortened spider silk proteins, called mini-spidroins, through recombinant biotechnology. These proteins can assemble into fibrous networks at body temperature without some of the chemical cross-linkers required by synthetic gels. Earlier research has shown that spider silk has useful tissue engineering properties, including adjustable mechanics and biocompatibility. Other experiments found that recombinant silk fibers can support three-dimensional cell spheroids. The new work focuses on making the gel platform easier to use and image. What the team changed. In the communications materials study, the researchers replaced a commonly used TRIS-HCl buffer with a simplified medium containing bicarbonate and glucose. They then tested temperature, agitation, salt composition, protein structure, stiffness, transparency, and cell compatibility. Preheating at 45 degrees Celsius for 10 minutes cut gelation time by about half. Mechanical agitation also accelerated formation, although the researchers favored the simpler heat treatment. They tuned salts carefully because physiologically useful ions can also cause the silk protein to separate and turn cloudy. The resulting gels retained a stiffness within the broad range found in cells and soft tissues and allowed optical observation of cultured cells. The goal is not to imitate an entire organ, but to create a defined scaffold that researchers can reproduce and inspect. Where this could be useful. A transparent scaffold could make it easier to track cell movement, growth, and response to a candidate drug without destroying the culture at every measurement. It could also support bioinks for three-dimensional printing or matrices for longer-lived disease models. Silk-based materials are attractive because their protein sequence can be controlled during production. Yet cell behavior depends on more than transparency. Adhesion signals, Poor structure, nutrient movement, and stiffness all influence results. Studies of blended silk hydrogels have shown that changing composition can substantially alter cell attachment and proliferation. Before we imagine laboratory-grown organs, the experiments were performed in vitro, not in animals or people. The gel supports cell culture but does not reproduce blood vessels, immune interactions, or the full complexity of tissue. Different cell types may require different stiffness, nutrients, and adhesion cues. Long-term production consistency. Sterilization, storage, and cost still need evaluation at practical scale. What happens next? The next tests should compare performance across organoids and primary human cells, evaluate longer cultures, and determine whether microscopy remains reliable as tissues become denser. Researchers will also need to show reproducible production across batches. The achievement is less dramatic than growing an organ from silk, but more immediately useful, a clearer, faster-forming window into how living cells behave inside a three-dimensional material. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.